very shortly. Okay, we're going to start because we are running out of time. My name is Ben Whittaker. I'm the Vice President of Welfare at NUS, and I'm here to chair this today. I'm going to take you through just the outline of what's going to happen. Both speakers will speak for a few moments. We'll then take some questions from the floor, and then we'll all head off. To go and march. We all know why we're here. Some of the education cuts that have taken place will have a disastrous impact on the education sector, on our universities and colleges, and it's absolutely right that NUS and UC have joined together to fight against those cuts that are taking place across our campuses as we speak. Some of the detail as we go forward. 11:15 is the formal assembly time, and that's going to take place at Horse Guards Avenue. There will be some speeches at about 12:30 there, so some of people from NUS and from UC will be speaking before the demonstration sets off. At 12:45 the march will begin, and we expect the first marchers to arrive at the rally point, which is the Take Britain on Millbank, at about 1:15, and then obviously people will filter in behind. There is a rally there, and there are both speakers from UCU and NUS there. Sally Hunt, Francis O'Grady from the TUC, and Aaron Porter will be speaking at that event, and we expect the rally to be wrapped up by about 2:20. We're walking from Horse Guards Avenue and we'll be going down Whitehall past the Houses of Parliament and onto Millbank. At the end of this, if you want to get your press passes, which are at the back, that can get you onto the route, and you'll be able to obviously snap people if you want to get action shots, as it is said. We are expecting, well, we were expecting 24,000 people. We expect that to be significantly higher. There's been an explosion in demand over the last 48 hours, and even now we are still getting reports through that there are higher numbers of people coming from campuses across the country. And just for information, you may be interested, the official hashtag is Demo2010. So you can pick up lots of the tweets and things that people are saying on there. At this point, I will now hand over to Aaron Porter from NUS, and he can just outline a few words from NUS.
Thanks very much, Ben. And firstly, thanks ever so much for being here this morning. I know that some of you will have set off at relatively ungodly hours, so I genuinely appreciate you being here. But let me just start off by saying what we have seen today and what we are likely to see over the next few hours is unprecedented. Unprecedented on two levels, because we have not seen the extent of the cuts that the Further and Higher Education has seen in generations. And to be clear, for those of you that have probably seen these statistics out of the Comprehensive Spending Review, there is the recommendation to cut university teaching by 80%. But worse than that, not even equally, there are proposals to abolish state funding for arts, humanities and social sciences. And that impact will start to take effect for students currently at university over the course of this year and then into next year, and it will get worse and worse. Off the back of that, the government that has talked about access into universities has simultaneously scrapped the education maintenance allowance, which is a vital a grant provided to the poorest students in college, whilst also trying to justify a trebling of the fee cap for undergraduate university fees to £9,000 a year. Just 4 years ago, tuition fees trebled to £3,000. And in that time, we've seen no improvement in student satisfaction, no improvement in quality, no improvement in graduate employment. I don't see how students are going to be how it's justified that students are going to be asked to pay yet more still. Because what's worse is that the increased fees that students are going to pay for won't result in any increase in quality, because it's simply going to plug the gap in cuts from government. An 80% cut from government is simply being replaced from tuition fees. And what that means for students is that they are going to be asked to pay three times as much for the same quality, or perhaps something that's even worse. And I don't know how the government can justifiably say we're all in this together when they say that it's dangerous to build a nation